On Wisconsin, beat Purdue. Let's go. Let's just have a brief introduction to this one here. Let's go. Let's talk about it. On Wisconsin.
You are Locked On Badgers, your daily podcast on the Wisconsin Badgers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Locked On Badgers. I don't normally do shows really quick before a game, but this is a huge game. And I felt like, let's just talk about it for a few minutes. Nothing long, nothing overly planned, but beat Purdue on Wisconsin. Let's go. If you win this one, you're in the tournament. Barring some type of crazy, ugly, silly loss to Minnesota, you're in the tournament if you win this one. So let's get it. Let's go. Join us tonight. We're doing a live watch party as well. It's on Playback Sports. The link is on Twitter. I think you log in and it's kind of like a community thing where we can talk about it. All the streams are synced up. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think I'm going to do some swag giveaways during the game itself. So even if we're not doing well on the court, there is something to look forward to. But I think there's a real chance here, ladies and gentlemen. I think there's a real chance here Wisconsin can upset Purdue. And it's for a couple of reasons. First of all, one of these teams is playing, needs this win. And one of these teams, frankly, doesn't. Purdue just doesn't need this win. Wisconsin does. And oftentimes, who needs it more overcomes talent disparity because Purdue's a lot better, right? Yeah, thank you, Captain Obvious. Zach Edey has been a monster this year. He's coming off an Indiana game where he played 37 minutes. That's the other thing with Edey, man. He's last year when you saw him play, there was some conditioning issues there, I felt like. This year, I mean, Edey played 37 minutes against Indiana, and it was 37 efficient minutes. He scored 26, had 18 boards on high-efficiency shooting. Edey's going to get his, okay? Edey's going to get his. But he got his last year, and Wisconsin beat him. Now, obviously, different team Wisconsin, but it's also different team Purdue. Ivy's not there. Jaden Ivy's not there. So, you know, Edey's going to feast, but can you keep guys like Braden Smith under control? You know, the point guard averaging 4 assists, really good shooter. If you can keep those guys under control and just let Edey kind of feast, you have a chance here. And Purdue's coming off 3 straight road losses. They've lost 4 of their last 6. This is a Purdue team that has lost some of their mojo, and Wisconsin's getting them at the right time. If there's ever a right time to get the best team in the Big Ten, it's right now. It's at home, season on the line. They're in a bit of a slump, and quite frankly, again, they don't need this game. They just don't need it. So that doesn't mean Wisconsin wins. I mean, Purdue is still the favorite here for a reason. Ben 10 says, hey, on Wisconsin, let's go, Ben. I see you. Beach bum. I just hope Purdue doesn't revert back to shooting the ball like they have in the past. They're bound to break out of it at some point, hopefully not tonight. Yeah, that's been really the theme of they've lost 4 of their last 6. And in those losses, especially the first 3, they've scored in the 50s. They haven't been able to shoot really well. I think they were 5 of 23 against Indiana from 3 in their last game, if I am recalling that from my memory banks. You know, but they're also not, they aren't an elite shooting team. They are better than they've shot in their losses, but they are not an elite shooting team. Braden Smith is really one of their better shooters. I think he's around 40%. But, you know, that's a guy Max Klesmit should be able to play a little bit, stay on him. It's again, you have to catch some breaks, right? If you're going to upset Purdue, if you're going to upset a team that is certainly better than you have to catch some breaks. So yeah, if Purdue comes in and they shoot really, really well, Wisconsin's not winning, period. I mean, they're just not. The game has to be a little ugly. Again, Purdue's losses, they've scored 55, 58. So it's going to have to be in that 50 to 65 range because Purdue's really tough. Wisconsin's not going to score in the 70s, right? Purdue doesn't let you get to the free throw line. We're not very good at that anyway. They gobble up rebounds, or I think first in the country, essentially, in rebounding. And a lot of that's Zach Edey. They make it really difficult. They also are a pretty good three-point defensive team, right? So a lot of what Wisconsin tries to do from the perimeter, Purdue does a good job of running people off of that. It's not an easy matchup by any stretch, but it's also a matchup where Purdue's only favored by 4. Like, this is – Vegas is always one step ahead of the curve. And when we were talking about this Wisconsin-Purdue game a couple weeks ago, you know, I mean, we kind of just – laughed off and said, man, Purdue's going to murder us. But now Purdue's in a bit of a slump. And quite frankly, Wisconsin, the last several games, win or loss, has played really hard. The energy's there. The effort's there. I think the offense has looked better. It can happen. We're going to talk about it today for sure, but I just wanted to put a quick one out there. Again, nothing too long in this, just on Wisconsin, beat Purdue. It can happen. Get to the tournament, and we're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to have a live watch party. Kyle Mattson says, Chris Hodges game. Don't want to see Gilmore and Edie again. Yeah, I mean, we're going to see Gilmore and Edie a little bit, probably, unfortunately. This is going to need to be Stephen Krell's game of the season if Wisconsin's going to stay in this. And he's not going to outplay Zach Edie. That should not be the expectations. But can he not foul out and keep some pressure on Edie? Can he make him work a little bit defensively, right? Can he make it a little tough on him? Can he – what you can have is Zach Edie goes out and he's like 8 of 11, right, with 5 offensive rebounds, and you score nothing from your 5. That can't happen. It can't be a complete mismatch. So what can Crowell do? Maybe if you can hit a couple of those early shots. Crowell hasn't shot it well this year from the perimeter, but that would be enormous to try to pull Edie out a little bit. And then when he goes out, right, when Crowell goes out, is it Hodges? Is it Gilmore? It's probably yes is probably the answer. Probably both. You're probably going to see Hodges a little bit if foul trouble racks up, which we've seen playing Zach Edie. So Chucky Hepburn, also a big question mark. I think he's going to play. We haven't seen that confirmed, or at least I haven't. Let me know in the comments if it has been. I bet he plays. There was no brace. He didn't practice, but there was no brace. There was no noticeable limp. I certainly don't want him to play if it risks further injury. It's not worth that, but I think he probably plays. Kamari McGee is going to have a big role, but he's been playing really well lately. This is a big game, and Wisconsin can beat Purdue. Wisconsin can absolutely beat Purdue. We're going to be here for it. I'm excited for it. Beach Bum says, we'll be interested to see how they guard Connor Siegen, especially if Chucky doesn't play. He would have to be their focal point. I think he's the focal point even if Chucky plays. I think he's at that point in the season with what he's done recently, coming off that Michigan game, the way he shot the ball. I think he is the focal point. I think if I'm Purdue, I just chase him off everything. I mean, I overplay, and if it means he gets a couple slips to the basket on a backdoor cut where he gets a layup, I'm almost okay with that because I'm not going to let him shoot threes. I'm not going to let him get open looks coming off curls or anything, really. So I'm very interested. I imagine they try to get physical with him. If you're playing Connor Siegen, you want to make him work defensively as well because you know he's going to have to exert a lot of energy offensively. So, yeah, I think he is the focal point of Purdue, probably regardless of if Chucky plays. Hopefully Chucky does. Like even Chucky not scoring, we've talked about it in the past. Chucky gives you so much from a standstill shooting standpoint. He can stretch the defense. He's a really good passer, a very good defender as well. So he gives you a lot. And it would be really tough to expect Kamari McGee to step up into a game like this and give you 34, 35 minutes, right? So hopefully Chucky plays, even if it's more of a limited factor, 20 minutes, you know, if he can give you some of that burn, allows you to have another shooter on the floor, another defensive guy. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't think they can beat Purdue if Chucky doesn't play at all, though. So I'm kind of hoping he plays. If he plays, I think they can do it. And it's a combination of homerism, of fandom, and of what we've seen from Wisconsin the last couple games and from what we've seen from Purdue the last couple games. So I think Wisconsin's getting him at the right time. I'm excited for it on Wisconsin. We're going to see it tonight. We're going to talk about it tonight. Join us on the live watch party. It's going to be our first one of the year, so we're kind of trying to work out some kinks, but I'm really excited to do it. I think we'll have 4 or 5 people there for sure, and it allows you to talk about the game as it's happening. All the streams sync up, so I'm excited for that. The link's on Twitter. One more here from Preston Brodsner, and Preston, Kyle, Beachbum, Ben 10, thank you all for jumping in. This was just kind of a spur of the moment show, but I appreciate y'all jumping in with your comments. Preston says, Purdue has been down the last couple weeks. Hopefully we can beat them. That would sure help in making it to Madness. Yeah. That's it. Like, this is the right time to catch Purdue. And I think, Preston, it wouldn't even help making it to Madness. If you beat Purdue, you're in. Barring a really bad loss to Minnesota, maybe. I don't know. I think they beat Minnesota, though. So I think it comes down to Purdue. If you beat Purdue, you're in. If you don't beat Purdue and beat Minnesota, I think you're going to have to win a couple games in the Big Ten tournament, probably. And I would rather just beat Purdue and get in. So let's do it. Let's beat Purdue on Wisconsin. Let's go. Appreciate all y'all. We'll talk later. Let's go.